that why don't we organize Reb Chiya, Reb Yeshaya, and the Tana, that Reb Chiya is listing all of the every mazik that pays me'idus, every mazik that pays min ha'aliyah and idus. That's Reb Chiya's definition of mazik. Right? Why he calls it an ava mazik? That Tosfos says it's a little bit tzarachian because the toldos also pay meidus. But he's calling of every mazik in chumash that pays meidus and mino aliyah. And Rabbi Ranasi is calling an of every mazik that has the tolda. And the Rishaya is referring to every mazik that pays min ha'aliyah and meita, which is not a knas. Every mamad is a mazik. Why is it called an av? So that's a kash anyways. The best answer that we have that I found is that once Rabbi Ranasi referred to the major categories as av, they all use his lashon. And Rabbi Ranasi chose the lashon of av because his avos had told us his list. Again, as far as we understand, I don't think there's a machlokes. Yesterday we discussed a possible machlokes between Rabbi Yeshaya and Rabbi Chiya. But the only response that I saw in the Sfarim, I think Shita says this. Rabbi Ranasi called them obvious because they told us. All right, so now Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yeshaya gave us a larger list of mazikin. So they also use the same term of aves. And aves means categories. Right? Categories means that you're going to have a category that's defined, and you're going to have a category that's going to have certain, we call them kulas, certain exceptions to the rule. The kulas because you begin with saying you're obligated for everything that you're mazik for. Right, so we have categories of mazik. So Rabbi Yavo's categories of mazik is the full range of anybody in Chumash. Anybody, anytime you have a pasuk in Chumash that talks about a person who has to compensate, even if it's knas. Rabbi Shaya gives us the list of mazikim, anybody in Chumash who has to pay. But he doesn't have to pay mamon, has to compensate that which he harms somebody else. And Rabbi Ranasi gives us the categories of mazikim which have told us. So why isn't that the definition? Tzarachian. Right? Now this, how does our sugya present it? Our sugya presents it once again, Rabbi Chiya gives us all the mazikim in Chumash who have a psuk, who a pasuk can pay me'idis and me'aliyah. Rabbi Shaya has Rabbi Chiya's list and leaves out those who pay knas. Rabbi Shaya's list includes Adam Hamazik, and according to Shmuel, Rabbi Nasi leaves out Adam Hamazik. And according to Rav, Rabbi Shaya's list includes those who are mazik Adam, no, those who are Adam are Mazik, and Mazik v'yadayim. No, and Mazik Mimela. Adam are Mazik, and Mazik, Adam are Mazik Kalim, and Mazik v'yadayim. And Mazik Mimela. Shomer and Chavola. And Rabbi Ranasi, according to Rav, leaves out the Mazik Mimela. The next Torah is, all of these categories of Hezek are categories of Hezek where you're paying back Me'idus and Lamala. Rabbi Yudan Nasi called these categories Avos. You could have called the categories Mazikin. That would have been very helpful. You could have called them Sugei Hezek. You could have called them Parshishal Hezek. Rabbi Yunasi called them Aves Vezer because his list had told us. So once he called his categories of us, because he wanted to tell us, told us, Rabbi Chiya and the Rabbi Shai's Talmidim didn't change the nomenclature. Instead of Chiya, they could have said, we have Parshas Bezek. We have Darche Yezek, right? Could have been that way, by Kiddushin. Shoshin Drachim. Could have had Drachim. Could have had Inyonim. Could have had maybe Surim. And had Yois, Tribun Nasi. His four had told us, still we use Lashon Avavos. That's the simplest shot. He has a better shot, a deeper shot. So then you have time to work on it over the weekend. Okay, but Tzorach Iyun Liktas, why the Gemara went into the details of Memela and Biadayim, when the Gemara could have said Mishalim Me'aliyah Meguf Me'aliyah, that's Rav Chiya, Rav Shaya drops the Knas, and Rav Nasi is referring to those that are have told us, or perhaps those have told me the best thing. Good, Beryl.
Is it necessarily makarot that Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yoshi are using the lush Lashonos that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi sent down? Like,
no.
The way I understand that, like, just, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yoshi had their own, like, yeshivas that compiled a lot of braces, yeah, that weren't included necessarily in the Mishnah or Rabbi Nasi. So why is it makarot that necessarily that they were using their backing, like, with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? Maybe they had their own schools.
100% possible. The reason why we're saying in this case is because it's hard to justify why they should use the Lashon of Avos, right? And when the Gemara asks why these in Lashon of Avos, right? The Gemara gives us an answer which is very hard to figure out. The Gemara does not really explain why he's a Lashon of Avos, right? We open up the Sichta, Avos must be told us, right? Now we get to Daf Hey, and we find, not necessarily so. You have 19 of us. They don't have told us, apparently. So the whole opening of the Masechta, the first three blot, we could have had a Kfisa Derech. We could have jumped to Daf Hey, right? So that's why in this case, it's hard to say that Rabbi Shaya and Rabbi Chiya are using anything but Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's Losh. But again, I haven't yet found anything that is more. I don't know, I went through this entire list of here, but I went through a lot of them. I went through the Yalkuts, I went through the Kutis. So I figured it'd be someplace there. Good.
Can I just focus on them?
Oh, 1 second, go ahead.
Were Shaya or Chia both admit that there are Tolos for the four things?
Lachari, yeah. Lachari, that's a fact. Those are facts, Lachari.
So they still believe there are Tolos just for the
Lachari.
Adding on. Yeah,
no reason to believe otherwise. Those happen to also be Bryces.
Maybe that's why it's called Avos.
That's what we're suggesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's what Beryl's saying. But they're using the nomenclature of Rabbi Chiya, which, by the way, makes a lot of sense. By the way, in response to Beryl, that the Talmidim would use the terms of the Rebbe. They're supposed to use the terms of the Rebbe. Not be mechadish new terms. Go ahead.
Text that the Gemara brings, quoting Roshayim and Rabbi Chiya, that which Roshayim and Rabbi Chiya said themselves.
Right, so Effie's suggesting maybe Rabbi and Rav Ashi amended the text of the Brises to match. So the Kasha is a good Kasha. Again, this the assumption we work with is that they are verbatim text, unless the Gemara says Chasuri Mechsera. And Lechaira, if your hunch would be operable, if we would go down that road, the Gemara would not give a difficult teretz of Avos because they're chayiv. The Gemara would say, "Nah, that's the lashon of Ravina Rashi. That was not the lashon of the Tana." No, it doesn't say that. So the Gemara was the lashon of the Tana.
Just the end of each crisis, like the Arvin Dematis and the Machanis Leisar.
Yeah.
So if Rav Shaya really said the Arvin Dematis, then obviously he's definitely going on.
So that I don't know whether I don't know, cause I don't know, I couldn't find a record of these raises in the Tesefta. I'm so surprised. But so I don't know whether the Talmidim said, and I have the four of my Rebbe, or whether they said Shor Bor. Red. Ellie.
I was wondering if get time to answer Rebbe's kasha, like, probably just the focuses. So instead of saying, speaking about Meitav, like, speaking about Tashlum, you focus on the Maisa Nezek.
Right.
So he's focused on the Maisa Nezek.
But is that the best? So that.
Especially when you continue on the Gemara and you're looking at, like, especially Priya's list, with like Tashlumi Kefel and other sorts of Tashlum. But we were bothered why you're talking about Tashlumi, not the Mazik itself.
Yeah.
So it makes more sense to start with speaking about the Mazik and then Okhman, and if it's the Tashlum, but like, as like the common denominator, to be talking about the Maisa and the Mazik itself.
Okay. I would encourage you to go down that road, and I think that's an accurate way of getting an answer. Good. So today we're going to discuss Adam Zimmerman. Why Adam Zimmerman? Because our sugya from Dalit Amid Beis Lamed Aleph, while we are discussing Reb Chiya, Reb Yishaya, and Rina Nasi, so Adam Zimmerman pops up, right? Adam Zimmerman pops up in Reb Chiya's list, not in Reb Yishaya's list. Not in Rebbe's list. So again, the truth is that at first blush, Adam Zimmerman is not our sugya. You have to learn Masechtas Makkos to learn Adam Zimmerman, and it'd be entirely legitimate to shelve it for the limit of Masechtas Makkos. Nevertheless, since there are three important orvos that come up in our sugya, but Adam Zimmerman, and I see from various svarim that in the yeshivas, Adam Zeman is discussed over here. So let's just take a shir or two out to articulate what our sugya is teaching us about Adam Zeman. Okay, so what is the gain? What is the new insight that we have in Adam Zeman from our sugya? What are the three parshas, three halachas? The three... Go ahead, Zev.
Is it karas?
So number one, we discuss in Hayom and Aleph, Amachlekes Rebbe Akiva Rabbanon, whether Adam Zayman is kanas or not. At first blush, is Adam Zayman kanas or momen? What's the nafkamina if it's kanas or momen? Modeh v'knas, right? Did the Adam see two Adam come in? And they say that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. Two more Adam come in and say, Monu Yisem. And before the Bazin has the ability to adjudicate, or once the Bazin listens to the new Adam, they grill the new Adam, right? And before they turn to the Adam Zimmerman and say that you have to pay $1,000, the Adam Zimmerman pop up and say, Chatonu Avinu Pashanu, we are Adam Zeman, right? We are the guys in Makkos, Bezim and Aleph through, I think, the Zion or something. That's us, okay? So they might have a Knas Potter. Another way that they can be might have a Knas, according to Rashi says, how are they might have a Knas? Who Zamnu Bebezim Shal Ploini. Rashi says that they're already muzim, and somehow lehispik baldin la midam badin ule toiva. Rashi has a lot of little chidushim over here. Rashi says that they're a muzim. All right, now we're waiting for the baldin to be teveya. We're waiting for the edim. No, we're waiting for the victim to be Teveya, the Adam to Bezdin. In other words, according to Rashi, the Bezdin doesn't turn around and press charges against the Adam Zimmerman. It's interesting, Loshen. Vlehisvik baldin, lamidam badin, ule toivan. Chiddush. When you learn Makkos, you ever imagine that the Bezdin is passive and waits for the victim to be Teveya, they have to raise them. And then Rashi says something which all the Achronim pick up on, like Tzoyis and Nesivas, and he says that Edom, before they, where do they go? They can't be Moida B'Knas in the Beis that found them to be Edom Zaymevin, because they've been Paskin, they wouldn't be Knas. The Beis don't even Paskin of Edom Zaymevin. They go to another Beis. So Rashi says that Moida B'Knas B'Beis Din Acher is also Moida B'Knas. I could become Mechuyev already by a Beis Din Aleph. So the Sivas and Tzoyis discuss this Rashi. That's not what I really want to focus on. I want to focus on the Iker of the Sugya, Machlokes Rabbanan Rikiva. So now that we know the Nafkamina of Knas, which Sad is the easier one to defend? Momen or Knas?
Knas.
Knas. Why?
That's why
Why logically is it easier to defend? Textually, correct, right? But we know it's machlekes b'chiyuv chachamim. So b'chi is just following one of the earlier shitas.
One's moda, they're
Well, that's the cart before the horse. What's the logic though to svara? No, Benji. Because there's no hezek, right? You're not compensating. Hold on a second. So that's the. So that is one parsha of Edom Zaymimin. How do you define Edom Zaymimin? Kanas or Mamin and Machlegis or Begiva Chachamim. And as Eli pointed out, Reb Chiya is following the Shita of Rabbi Yekiva that it is Knas, huge Nafkimina, Maida, Bekanas, Potter, or Chayim. Good. Next, what other sugya is comes up, or what other chiddush comes up when it comes to Edom Zaymimin in our sugya? No, Effie? Good. So Hayim and Aleph, Gemara says that Reb Chiya is only including in his list avos that are in Chumash. Number two, that are paying Minu Aliyah and Minu Edus. And number three, they have to be a Maisa. As opposed to what? Being Mazik al Yedei Dibur. Right? And that's why Moiser is not listed in his list. Right? Person who's Moiser, Reuven's property to the authorities. To be taken in an illegal fashion. To Moiser. So Gemara says that Reb Chiya is a chiddush when it comes to Edom Zaymimin, that Edom Zaymim is considered to be a maase. Why is it considered to be a maase? No?
The Torah
calls it Vasisun lo kasher zomam la'asois le'ochiv. Not even though it's kasher zom as he planned to do. Doesn't say vasisim lo kasher diber, kasher omar, kasher zomam lasis. So the Torah calls it a maase. Now, is there any significance to it being called a maase other than it makes it into the list of Reb Chiya? Is that? So the Chiyah of Malchus, because the Malchus is only alav sheyesh boi masa. So the Torah gives this divor an upgrade, makes it into a, gives it the status of a masa. Right? Now, chiddush number three, that our sugya is megala to us. Even though we're not learning Malchus, these are pretty sadistic aspects of Edom Zaymimin, right? Assumption you're learning Bakas that you really learned Baba Kamalacha. So what is the third parsha that our sugya opens up in Edom Zaymimin? Third window it opens up. No? So say it in broader terms.
That even though it's in general, this is still Kasher's own lasso, it's not
yeah.
What you did.
Yeah.
That only refers to an illustration when they tried to kill somebody.
What questions is Tosfos responding to?
Well,
What force is chiddush? Why? Since when are Adam Zemin Mazikin? We have an overarching principle in Adam Zemin. Vaasisim loy kasher zomam veloy kasher osa. That if Adam and Zemin actually affected, they actually made the victim to a victim. They actually drew money from the victim. Kasher zomam veloy kasher osa. Right? So halacha seems to be that if they actually did cause damage, then they're not Adam Zimmerman. That's the reason, one of the reasons why Chazal referred to Adam Zimmerman as a Chiddush. Chiddush meaning it's not a logical, there's a lapse of logic. Right? Last year, what was the Chiddush we learned last year? What was the Chiddush we learned last year? What was the Parsha of Chiddush? No, Basu Mechalav. Why is Bas B'chalav a Chiddush? Say it again?
So
it's one approach, and the other approach is Morm Sochim, that you can have meat sitting in milk for 24 hours, and it would not be Osim in Eraisa, even though it has taken in milk. Only a Dei Bishul. So there's a lapse of logic in Bas B'chalav. So it's called a Chiddush. So by Adam Zoymimim, the Gemara says it's a lapse of logic. Because if I plan and I strategize and I go to Beis Din and I get the Beis Din, the Paskin, that this person is Chayiv, whatever it is, whether it's a Malkus or whether it's a Misa, whether it's a moment that's going to discuss. So then the Pashtus of the Sugya is, so then the Eidin Zayim Rechayiv. But if they actually got the Beis Din to execute their Psak Din, they actually delivered the Chi of Misa, they delivered the Malkus, so then Adam Zayman have a higher price to pay. And killing the Adam Zayman or giving a Malkus would not be a sufficient kapara. Right? Why? What's the heinous crime of the Adam Zayman? Why are they such a high level of rishus? Adam Zayman did two things. If Adam Zayman, what they wanted to do is they wanted to kill somebody, right? So they went into a Beis Din and they claimed that Reuven is the guy who killed Shimon. Shimon was found dead. Adam Zayman see this is their opportunity to knock off Reuven. They have reason to knock off Reuven, whatever it is. But every reason people have to knock off somebody else, right? And they figure, why should they do something that's gruesome, get their hands bloody, they'll go to a Beis Din. And they'll be mayed that Reuven was the murderer of the dead person that was found in the woods. Right? So the Adam Zayman do two things. One is they want to kill Reuven. And they may be successful in killing Reuven. But number two, they want to undermine the entire judicial procedure of Klal Yisrael. Because they want to use the Beis Din to kill Shimon. They want to beat up Reuven. So instead of being upstanding thugs and taking the deep, the dark room in our corner and having a little bit of courage, they're wimps. And they go to a Beis Din, right? And they try to get a Beis Din to beat him up instead, give him Malkus. So besides being Risham and they're beating up Shimon, but now they want to use the Beis Din to beat up Shimon. They want to use the Kadosh Baruch Hu system to beat up Shimon. So that is a Rishus in and of itself. And then, ultimately, they can undermine the entire court system. It's a very contemporary issue. Right? When every time that, and there have been a surprising number of times when DNA evidence seems to indicate that there was somebody was locked up or worse, inappropriately. So that creates a pachad in the whole system. So for us, that's much more, that is as bad as any country finding a problem in their system. For us, it's even worse. For us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu system. Alakim Yodar Shneya. Right? It's a system of Kishbaruch put into place. If it's a system of human beings put into place, okay, there are going to be flaws. So the benefits outweigh the terrible sacrifices, apparently. There's a logic, but then it's a Kishbaruch system. So that's why when it comes to Edom Zomerman, the evil, the rishus of Edom Zomerman is multiplied. So the Torah says that kasher zaman v'loy kasher osa. So l'chayra, if they're successful, so then simple, then chiyav mis is not enough. Malka is not enough. All right? So our sugya says, if that's the case, right, it sounds like we come into our sugya assuming that if Reuven and Shimon were successful in getting the Beis Din to put a lien against Levi's property and to start selling off Levi's property to pay up for this exaggerated or this fake halva, for this imaginary halva that Reuven and Shimon came up with. So they actually got the Beis Din to start collecting from Levi. So we would assume kasher zomer loy kasher osa. They're not going to end up paying anything. So Edom Zomer only pay when they haven't been mechayev. So how can you call it a mazik? Where's the hezek? If there's a hezek, they're not going to pay. Right? That's Tosfos kasher. Pirush Riva. Pirush Riva da filu shilem al piyo Edom Zomer ben chayovin. Either goes against our recollections of the sugi of Edom Zaymimin, kasher zaman v'loy kasher osa, v'loy shayich b'momin kasher zaman v'loy kasher osa. So the rivaz mechadesh, that the rule of kasher zaman v'loy kasher osa does not apply to momin. Otherwise, how could you learn pshat in our sugya? Otherwise, why should it be amongst the mazikin? Right? Deloy shayach b'mamin kasher zaman v'loy kasher osa. So the Gemara, now that we shouldn't discuss, why should that be so? All right. So the one of the major contributions that our sugya, right, stuck in the middle of a list of Rav Chiya. So at first glance, you think, what's it going to add to my understanding of the assignment? It's a sugya. It's a 5-6 blood or more makas. So our sugya is adding a yesoid in Edom Zomerman. If Edom Zomerman are a list of mazikin, they must have imposed a hezek. So what's hezek they imposed? Zachinish. Kasher zaman v'loy kasher also doesn't apply to mominus. How you talking? Why not? So Riva says the efshe b'chazara. Nu ma perish adorim. How do you explain this cryptic answer of the Riva? So what if it's true? Malkus not for chazara. You can never take Malkus back. Misa, for sure. But what about mom? No. So what? So it's not for chazara. No. No as was. No. What's the Riva saying? Go ahead. There's no kasher osa. There's never kasher osa. When the Torah said kasher zot kasher. Kasher zaman v'loy kasher osa, so Riva is saying that Rabbi Chiya must have understood that the way you translate v'loy kasher osa means and not that you've done irreversibly. Asi is an irreversible action. Now, the truth is, as Effie was grappling, that's not how we normally look at Asiya. We don't normally translate asiya as something that is final. So you did something, you did a maisa, right? You can reverse. It's a lav sheyesh bo maisa. So you can take the muzzle off. So asiya in chumash does not necessarily always mean irreversible. Right? Over here, the Torah is saying that the way Chazal understood this din is that if the Edom can still reverse the rishus which they did, so that's not called kasha zama malay kasha rosa. All right. Now, what's the kasha on this? Comment in the riva. Go ahead.
Is it all cases of mumma like this?
No, I don't sound good.
Also, so why is this different? A piece of short goes out and.
Whoa. So, look, but first of all, I'm not sure if you're correct. If a person is mazik, a person breaks a painting, you can't get the painting back, but you can give some compensation. I'm not sure if it's a reversal. But let's say you'd be right. No, so what? So in Hezek, you can reverse it. No. We're not saying Edom Zayman is the unique case of all of Hezek. Nobody ever said that. We're just explaining this particular thing. Right? We're not saying it's distinguished. So, yeah, if not. V'ri mefarish deloy tzarech lahay taima. You don't have to give this reason. Why? Digabe momen mechayvinan lekal v'choymer. Digabe momen oinchem min adin. No, what's the re saying? What's the difference between the re and the reva? You don't need the Rivaz Teretz. Shita quotes Adam Zaymimim Tema Ma Shayach Lemisti Adam Zaymimim Hadi Yavis Nezikin Valoy Layasu Shum Hezek the Ilushilim Kavar Alpi and Peturin Terminan Kasha is only Kasha Rosa Lachain Pirish Riva. Right? The Taisvis rushes when you open up our Taisvis, so you first have to figure out what's bothering Taisvis. The Taisvis Rosh Mamish spells it out like a Steinsaltz exactly. What's the Kasha? What's bothering Taisvis? And a Rishaya Pirish Rivam, not the Riva, that Filu Shile Momin, Dosum Kavan Shinerik, and Yechon Lachzira, Lekad Musai. Abel the Momin, a Filu Shile Malpim Lav Maisu, She Yochel Lachzilla, Momoinai. Lachi Kurl Lakam and Dibura, the Les Ve Maisa, the Lav Maisu, Hoil the Yochel Lachza. What's the Rivam adding? To where do you know? Mordechai.
So if you're able to undo it, then it's not a maisa would have to be permanent. It's not considered maisa able to go back. So when
you're
able to go back, it's permanent. It's like you just said something,
it
had no actual value. So
maisa
would be something.
So at first glance, the Rivam gives us a great understanding of the Xeris HaKosov and Heyman Aleph. And then when you think about it, it becomes very difficult. At first glance, we said that now we have a very nice pshat in why the Torah calls Edom Zemen a masa, and not just dibur. What do you mean it's a matzah dibur? So when the Torah gave it into a maisa, so Beryl said chiyu malchus. So that's why it's called a masa. Right? But now we can say Edom Zemen is a masa because the Torah calls it a masa because in this particular case it's an irreversible dibur. The Torah says that Edom Zayman is upgraded to become the Masa, it's because Edom Zayman, by definition, is an irreversible action. So, an irreversible Dibur. Usually, Diburim alone can be walked back. Not always. Right? That's, you know, it's Dvarim, can always walk back Dibur. Right? But in terms of the impact of Dibur, sometimes it can be walked back. But Adam Zimmerman said the Dibur can't be walked back. Right? Kasher Zaman Malay Kasher Osa. So if they'll be successful, so then this Dibur will become a Masa. Alright? So now let's figure this out. So Lamaisa, Are Edom Zaymimin a Masa or the Adib are based on this standard?
Ish.
No, go ahead.
Sometimes it can be reversible. They're Dibor, sometimes it cannot be reversible.
And if it can be reversible, then?
Then of course it's a Dibor.
Then, and then what's the Din? When it's reversible, what's the Din?
That they'll get punished for what they've done.
No.
Like, is it reversible?
Yeah.
So if it's reversible, and they have someone money.
Well, Malchus Mamin.
In the case of Mamin, let's say.
Okay.
It's reversible.
Yeah.
So if they were Machayev, this guy.
Yeah, so isn't that difficult then? Because then the one
right.
time that it's listed. This is a very difficult shot to sustain. Because according to the reason why it's called the Maisen, because it's a deep and it's irreversible. The only time when a person gets. The parish of Eden Zayman, if he has a Dibur, which is irreversible. The only time that it's listed by Rav Chiya, it's Davka when it's a Dibur that is reversible. No? Is this something, is there a disconnect over here? Am I missing something? It's Davka because this is not a full-fledged Maisa. Eden Zayman, Davka kishahuzmu v'adayin l'yishilim mishayidu olam. Shim Shilem Le Machayim Digzeris Hakosov Dixim Lasa Jaloi Kasher Osa Dim Yoidu Me Atzman Acher She Idu She Edu Sheker Idu Einam Nemonim Vitigomer Edusan Ki Ilu Le Yoidu Vaiser Uven She Idu Lam Yishalem Hamasayim Zuz They came to Chichuk Shuven Echazer Magin. V'heim eina mishalman loy. If it's before, v'heim eina mishalman loy, the ma'ida b'knas potu l'manda omar, en mzemi kenosu. U'l'manda m'moyna mishalman ein. What's the minute Yonison pointing out? What's his din? What's the din? Does Rabbeinu Yonason accept the Rivam and the Riva and the Ri? Rabbeinu Yonason says, Shem Shilem Le Machayim, Digzeris Akosu, Digzim Lasais, Veloi Kasher Osa. Davka Kishahuzmo Vadain Loi Shilem. No, what's Rabbeinu Yonason saying?
Not actually Machazar. So his approach makes sense because. If it's not Eshebah Hazar, but you can't undo it, so then it's...
Okay, but what is the problem with the Bienesin then? No?
Then it's just like murder.
Whoa, what's the problem with the Bienesin?
Is
that?
How's
your Mazik? Where's the Hezek? All right, so again, so we have the Shittas now. I mean, the Bienesin is the same thing as the Ritzvah at the beginning of Makkos. So far we have... First of all, a basic machlokes. Does kasher zaman veloy kasher also apply to mominus? Right? Why is that our concern in Baba Kama? Because Adam Zayman are listed as a mazik. So if you hold kasher zaman veloy kasher also applies to mominus, why is he called a mazik? If they've already exacted the money from the victim, so then Le Mechayev, there's a Kosev. So number one, there's a Machlekes between the Rivam, the Riva, and Rene Yenison. It's a Machlekes between the Rajbon, the Ramban on one hand, and the Ridvon on the other hand. Both are, I think you're quoting the Rebbe, the Ramban, what he held. Does kasher zaman v'loy kasher also apply to mammon? That's number one. If you say that kasher zaman v'loy kasher also does not apply to mammon, so far we have two mahalachim and why it should not apply to mammon. Mahalach number one is because Edim Zaymimin are only Chayiv on something, on imposing something that is irreversible, not fixable. In my understanding, you push the Beis Din to do something that undermines the whole system. Masha'ini Kane, if the Beis Din made a mistake and they assigned money incorrectly, it can always be redrawn, redone, recouped. And according to, that's according to the first Pshat and Tosfos. According to the Re, what's the reason for Pshat and Tosfos? Why do we say that Kasher Zaman Veloy Kasher Osa does not apply to Mominus? Who's that? Because Oinchin Mominim in Adin, the Re says that when we say Kasher Zaman Veloy Kasher Osa, that's not the reason why we are pattering Misa and Malkus from Adam Zimmerman after they've been executed. Seen in many places that the Jerusha Kasher Zimmerman Kasher also cannot be found in Medrash Halacha, cannot be found in Gemara. Many someone pointed out. Ma pirush advarim. Either it means that the Rishonim had the Ksav Yad and we lost the Ksav Yad, or it means that the Rishonim were re-expressing an idea that they had been serving. But that's not for right now. So now the Re says the reason why, if the Adam have been successful in getting the victim executed, the reason why the Edom are not punished is because the Torah only said Kasher Zamam Lasek, Vasisa Kasher Zamam Lasek. That's all the Torah said. Now, we on our own would say if the Edom are getting Malkus because they strategized to get the victim Malkus, then Alachas Kama V'Kama, they should get Malkus if they were successful in Malkus. We would say B'chlal Masayim Mona. The Torah says if they strategize to get Reuven murdered, he gets killed. If they actually got Reuven murdered, they for sure should get killed. But we have a din, an ancient min adin. We can't give Malkus. We can't give a chiyav misa unless it's a mefurish and chumash. If we add it on logically, then as I said before, maybe the chayiv more. Maybe Malkus and Misa not enough for them. But when it comes to moment, the Re says, as we pointed out, there's a machlokes bali at Tosfos, whether we say Oin Shemin Adin or Ein Oin Shemin Adin. So the Re is of the opinion that Oin Shemin Adin. So when it comes to moment, the logic of the Kal V'Chomer is sustained. So therefore we would say that if the Edom were successful in getting the Beis Din to put a lien against Levi's property to sell off, and they have to pay back. They are Mazikin. There is a Chisori moment. All right, so you have somebody with three Shitas. Rambam says in Hil Perek Chof, Ein Edim Zemin Nerogin, V'loy Loikin V'loy Mishalman Ashiu Shneim Ru'uyin Le'edos V'yuzumu Shneim Acher Shenig Maradin, Avlam Huzim Acha Echon Meyen Milvan, Oishu Huzmu Shneim Koidem Gmardin Oy Acher Gmardin V'nim Sechem Meyin Kor V'Posel Ein Nenoshin Afal Pisha Huzmu V'nistul Chol Edim Shavatera Nerog Zeh Shehidu Olam V'yachar Kach Huzmu Ein Nerogin V'nadin Shenemar kasher zamam lasoyz v'dayin leyosa v'dover zeni piyakam bola avim lokach zeh She imloka ze she idu olav loikin. V'chein im yotzam mami mi yad zen li yad zen veidusen choyze levalov ume shalmin loy. Hasagas arrived. Amaram shiva shuze. What's the Rambam's shita? No? What's the Rambam's shita? Go ahead. Well, that's one v'dovz and a kabbalah, right? And because it's not a kavachom, and therefore the Rambam says, "How's Rambam cholik and the other Rishonim?"
It's cholik on the re.
And but it's cholik on everybody with what then what? In what way? Correct. He says that even Malchus is, we don't have the kashas only kashas also on the gabe misas bezin. So again, Sikkum Advarim. So our sugyam has three parshas of Adam Zayman. One parsh, one chiddush of Adam Zayman. Our parsha says Adam Zayman is upgraded to a maisa. That's one of the chiddush akra that the Torah calls it a maisa, not just a maisa dibur, but it's a maisa. Maisa v'yadayim. That's number one. Number two, exactly what the significance of that is, we'll have to see. But one thing is probably because they're the Malkus. Number two, number one could also be, as one of the Bali Teshuvah suggests, that it is only considered to be Edom Zayman, that it's only considered to be Edom Zayman if the Dibur is the penultimate action of the Edom Zayman. If they actually get the evil is the Dibur. Once the evil is some greater action than the Edom Zayman anymore. The Dibur is the Maisa. Number two, as we learn the Machlekes, we keep on whether Edom Zayman Kanas or Mammon. We have to understand how Yitochen should be called Mammon. Number three, which impacts number two, is that Hayatochin that Ein Zayman be called a Mazik. Everything we learned until now is Ein Zayman are Edom when there has not yet been an execution of the Psak. So in this last Nakuda, we have three or four Shitas. We have four Shitas. Three that are four. Right? We have the sheet that says that Kasha Zomla Kasha also. Kasha Zomam Veloy Kasha also. Applies to Mammon. The Ritva in Makkos and in Yenison and Shita. Right, we have the Rambam that says Kashas does not apply to Malkus or Mammon. Then we have the Rivam and the Ri who say Kash, and both according to Rambam and according to Midianus, we understand very well why it fits into our list of Mazikim. They are Mazikim, and according to the Rivam and the Ri, the rule is Kashas Zomam. V'loy kasher osa. No, I said it incorrectly. The Rambam is together with the Rivam and the Ri. Right? It doesn't apply to Mammonis. According to Benny Yenison, the rule kasher zamam v'loy kasher also applies to Mammon. And we have to understand why it's called the Mazik. The Rivam and the Ri and the Rambam all say kasher zamam v'loy kasher also does not apply to Mammon. The Rambam says it doesn't apply to Malkus either. It's just a din and misa. It was never a din. It was just a din and misa. And the Rivam and the Ri, for different reasons, The Ri says, because Oinchim and Adin applies, and the Riva says, because it's not considered to be a Maseh, because Efshar Lachzira. Alright? And then along the way, we saw Chiddush and Rashi, that Adam Zaymimin is something that has to be initiated as a Tviya. And another Chiddush and Rashi is that a Moideh B'Knas is able to be Moideh B'Knas, Moideh B'Bezen Acher. That's also called Moideh B'Knas. Even after a Bezen who's Machayev, somebody a Knas, Moideh B'Knas, B'Bezen Acher, then that's also considered to be a Moideh B'Knas Potter. It's just Chiddush we picked up on the way. Okay. So tomorrow with Hashem, we'll try to go deeper into Adam Zaymimin. Tomorrow, I think we prefer to have an early shiur. With your schedule, I can go either way. Okay, good.
Just wanted to let me know I'm not going to be here in the next couple of days.
Going to Eretz Yisrael.